everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Now here's a great chance to have some fun and support a good cause, too. The second annual AFR Lead Golf Tournament, August 17, Cherokee Hills Golf Course, Catoosa, Oklahoma. All proceeds go to support the Farmer Veteran Coalition. The coalition creates jobs on farms for military veterans, so come on out and play some golf. Who knows, you might even meet a general. That's the AFR Lead Golf Tournament, August 17, Cherokee Hills Golf Course, Catoosa, Oklahoma. For more information, go to IAFR.com.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
All right, welcome back. Lack of trade activity seen throughout the livestock futures today, which brought about renewed selling pressure back into the live cattle complex. Increased trade volume also once again developing in feeder cattle and lean hog trade late today in the session, although mixed prices were seen. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. September corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets, though, were higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones is 145 points higher. NASDAQ up 79 points. In live cattle, strong pressure developed by midday with nearby contracts holding a dollar per hundredweight losses. The overall lack of support in the complex continued to spark some increased market interest as increased volume was seen throughout the last hour of trade. The retraction of Friday's gains limiting any additional longer-term support over the near future. Cash cattle markets, though, remained quiet today with bids and asking prices still undeveloped. In feeder cattle, narrow price movements also seen throughout the feeder cattle futures today, even though early pressure developed. Prices were steady to 20 cents per hundredweight lower as traders looked at the recent market pressure in live cattle markets, but so far unwilling to chase prices lower at this point. The potential to draw early week market stability back to the complex could bring about some renewed late week support in all cattle trade. Meanwhile, grain futures made new lows overnight, pressured by larger than expected USDA yield forecasts and the lack of weather threat in the second half of August. Meanwhile, corn prices turned lower today and brought December futures a bit closer to September 30th lows. Soybeans broke to new lows overnight and wiped out Friday's bullish reversal for November futures. Meanwhile, an attempt to firm into the end of trading in Asia didn't hold after taking out last week's lows. Finally, wheat prices were lower at all three markets today, paced by another round of double-digit losses in Minneapolis, as spring wheat gave up its premium in the winter wheat contracts. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.